This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you want to join us, you can. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's Ian here.
Nobody.
855-450-3733. We're talking about just some of the economic impact, the damage that's been caused by the government crackdowns across the economy, across the United States, across the world. But we're focusing in the U.S. here because, well, that's where we're at. And looking at the different businesses that are closing forever. 60% of businesses who have closed now, according to Yelp statistics, are never coming back.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, though. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. We've also been touching on the hotels, specifically, that a lot of these hotels, it's just... very few people are traveling. Internationally, it's almost impossible to travel internationally.
Mm-hmm.
Local, you know, traveling domestically, it's more difficult than it's ever been because of all the mask mandates that the airlines are cracking.
And miserable, and you don't know if you're going to get there because they can. These things change on a dime. It's
sure.
Not like they're going to publish them in advance.
Well, plus we've seen examples of how... let's see, what was it? Recently, there was a family that was thrown off of a flight. In this case, it was in Canada, but something similar has happened in the U.S. But most recently, it was a Canadian flight. Family thrown off because their 3-year-old daughter wouldn't put a mask on. And they then just went ahead and just canceled the entire flight and forced everybody to stay in a hotel overnight.
Yeah.
For no reason.
It's just a day of your life. Yeah. You know, no big loss.
So we're going to continue, though, with your calls, your thoughts. We got Robbie. He's on the air listening in Ontario. Go ahead, Robbie.
Hey, Ian. How's it going?
Hey.
Yeah, I'd just like to talk about the free-to-air feed over that you have on Galaxy 19 for LRN.
Oh, yeah. That's our satellite feed over North and Central America. We also have another one in Sub-Saharan Africa.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's actually how I started listening to your show. I've been listening for years, and then the first-time caller.
Oh, wonderful.
So on free-to-air, it's awesome. Hopefully you guys can keep that going because I hope that you guys will be able to have, like, a TV feed up because I think we need more Liberty TV channels, and free-to-air would probably be one of the best places to have that, too.
Yeah.
As well as on the Internet.
No, at
.fm. LRN.fm. Tip.lrn.fm. I think either one will work.
Thanks. We do take tips there, so, you know, if enough comes in, who knows? I'd do it.
Well, we are running a Patreon,
absolutely.
Nobody. It's a fundraiser for the folks who want to support the satellite channel, and we have had several folks sign up over the last 2 weeks that we've been promoting the satellite feed, so I'm glad to hear that. And I
couldn't ethically use that for TV, though. He was saying he wanted Liberty TV.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say,
send me a couple hundred grand. I will get.
I'll build a
studio.
I think Alex Jones said he paid $20,000 a month for his fee on Galaxy 16.
Does he still have that?
Yeah, he's still on satellite, and
is he?
It's a video feed, like where you guys are an audio feed, and
right.
Free air. I mean, I've done several tutorials on YouTube and on BitChute about how to set up a dish. You can probably find me there. My website's robbystrike.com.
Robbie Strike, like an airstrike? Strike?
Yeah, okay. Strike. Like,
gotcha.
Yeah, bowling. You got a strike in bowling.
Gotcha.
Robbystrike.com. Or you can find me at the hashtag free satellite TV.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. I mean, like, for people that like television entertainment, I don't watch TV personally, but I do have one of those dishes here at the house just so I can make sure we can check our feed and make sure it's on the air. And every now and then, like once a year, I'll just turn on the satellite feed and just kind of flip around the channels. And there's some wacky international programming up there, like foreign language stuff that's just really bizarre.
You get channels from all over the world. It's great. Like for the news channels, I really enjoy it because you get that perspective from news all around the world.
Yeah, RT is a favorite
here in North America.
Yeah, RT is a favorite of mine. It's probably that's probably the best channel up there, in my opinion.
And the thing is about RT is I can't say that I trust RTs. I mean, obviously, they're run by the Russian government, which in turn is run by a KGB agent. But at the same time, I trust them more than I trust America's TV stations in terms of delivering news about America, because at least the American government isn't in control of them.
Yeah, well, definitely on satellite, there's like, even on the, there's a button on the receiver that gives you all the radio channels, which is LRN is one of those channels on there, right. And several other shows that do talk about liberty. I think there's more radio shows that actually talk about that than you'll find like news broadasts on TV.
That's probably true. Hey, man, I'm glad you found us up there, and I'm glad you gave us some feedback about that, because that's really what I was looking for with this, is to promote the fundraiser, which we haven't really hit very hard over the last few years. Just remind people that it's there and see if people actually think this is something that's worth continuing, and obviously folks like you certainly do, so I appreciate the feedback. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I just want to tell you guys, keep up the great work, and thanks for all you've done.
Thanks, Robbie. I appreciate your call tonight.
Thank you.
So he's talking about doing like a Liberty TV channel, and this has been something that has been tossed around over the years. There was a fundraiser back in the Ron Paul campaign. I think it was the 2012 one. Trevor Lyman, I don't know if you remember that guy's name. He was the guy that did the Ron Paul blimp. Remember the blimp?
Yeah, oh yeah. I came out and saw the blimp in Charleston, South Carolina, yeah.
So was that 2008? The blimp was 2008.
It had to be 2008 because I wasn't in Charleston in 2012.
So anyway, the guy that did the blimp, who, you know, obviously he's got some cred, right? Like he can put together a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
So he had put together this idea for, I don't remember what it was going to be called, but it was going to be, you know, a... one of these TV channels, right? Like a TV network. They wanted to get it on cable systems and get satellite distribution for it and have it be all Liberty TV, and you know, it never got off the ground. And just thinking about it, it would be an incredible task to find the programming for it, because, you know, there are a few dozen libertarian talk programs on the radio, not broadcast radio, but podcasts or whatever, right? Like if you go to LRN.FM, which is the Liberty Radio Network's website, and you look at the programming list, there's a couple dozen shows on there. So, you know, there's a fair amount of those. But are there two dozen video shows out there?
There doesn't really have to be, because you could do a short loop and a long loop.
Yeah.
Where, like, you're looping things that are more recent, and then you're in for part of the day, and then you're looping a much longer set of things.
That's true. If you went with like the classic content, then yeah, you could have enough to fill 24 hours a week or whatever.
I mean, good God, you could do it by just filling in all the gaps with 10 years of Free Talk Live. Just play that whenever there's nothing else to play. And I don't know how well Free Talk Live ages, but...
See, here's the other thing with that idea. As neat of an idea as it is, it's just... It hasn't worked out before, and the fact that it didn't work out before... suggests it wouldn't work out now, and it probably would be less likely to work out now because cable television's dying. I mean, it's like, why spend all this time and effort to try to get on this old media that is essentially, you know, one foot in the grave at this point? I mean, maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but they're not having a good time. They're losing people left and right to what they call cord cutting, where people just say, you know what, I can go and watch The Walking Dead online anytime I want to. Why do I need to have a $500 a month cable service for that?
Well, I wouldn't want anything to be primarily cable TV.
Mm-hmm.
If it was me, I would want to have it going out and available from a server, but then also broadcast the stream over any cable TV system that would let me in a way to promote the other one. And so, you know, when they have to replace the shows they can't get anymore, when they cut the cord, if they're familiar with yours, then you may find that they're listening to you more after the cord cutting than they did before. So I would... That would be my thought, but But then again, I mean, it's hard to do. I've been trying to get edited versions of this show. I hired a guy to edit this show for me and send me the copies so I could put it on local TV here, and he hasn't gotten back to me. So I don't know. Maybe I got to hire somebody else.
Also, if Jones was paying $20,000 for a month to put his channel up there on satellite, that is incredibly expensive. Like, we're paying $500 basically, but I can't say exactly how much, but it's, let's call it $500 a month for our service. So that's 40 times the price to have it in video.
Yeah, I don't know what the factors in the price are, though, or how they calculate.
More coming up here, 855 450 Free Like Freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Every year, over a million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at MakeMeAFirefighter.org.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve's announces increased inflation, devaluing your U.S. dollar holdings. Pornhub increases crypto payment options, perverts worldwide rejoice. Leading stock exchanges in the EU list Bitcoin. Revolut adds Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin support. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Bring up anything that you want right here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. And we were talking about the satellite fundraiser. I didn't mention how you can contribute to it if you would like. It's $2 a month over at Patreon. You can go to fund.lrn.fm, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. You can join that and help us keep the satellite feeds on the air in the two places where they are. And if we get enough, and by the way, I forgot to mention, I'm doubling the amount. So any amount that comes in, I'm going to, on behalf of the Shire Free Church, double that. So if we get to $1,000 a month, then that'll mean we can actually add a third satellite channel. So we will expand the satellite coverage rather than contract it. So help us out with that. You can go to fund.lrn.fm. $2 a month is the minimum donation. You can certainly do more if you feel so inspired, if you think that's it's an inspiring thing to have the ideas of liberty broadcast over huge swaths of continents. Then I share that vision and appreciate your support over at fund.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Nobody in the studio tonight. Let's go to the phones to the fun, where we got Christopher on the line in Tennessee listening to WGOW there in Chattanooga. Go ahead, Christopher.
Yeah, my name's Christopher Dahl, and I always enjoy listening to your show.
Thanks, dude.
I was calling in to mention a bill that our governor, Lee, just passed called Tennessee H. Our House Bill 8005.
And
what that does is it attacks people who want to peacefully protest.
Oh, no. What now?
And if you start looking over this bill, you know, it almost seems like if you could be considered one of these protesters, if you were to go to a city council meeting and be one who speaks out all the time. And,
wow.
Tennessee. Yeah, and then the language in it is very vague. Instead of saying, like, violent protesters, it just says protesters in general.
Mm.
And then when you start looking at our Tennessee state constitution, it actually breaches a part of our state constitution as well. So we have a governor now in office who, is breaching our state constitution by passing what I call illegitimate laws because, you know, if they breach your state constitution, you shouldn't follow them anyways. And then on top of that, with this COVID issue, he's also been floating out money left and right in no-bid contracts. And I think to date, he spent about $88 million in no-bid contracts. And some of these have been tied to people who donated to his campaign.
Oh, shocking. Really?
Oh, yeah.
And if you start
they talk about
like
looting. They complain about Black Lives Matter looting. You want to see some looting?
Real
look
looting.
At your local government budget.
Yep.
Exactly. And that's I picked up the run for mayor here in Chattanooga as an independent, but I am a libertarian, a cardholder.
Right on.
But, you know, I'm up against what could seem to be a monopoly that's been created by our city.
Sure.
Just to funnel money off to their friends.
Well, and look what they're doing here. You're saying they're cracking down on all types of protests now in Tennessee, mm-hmm. or at least this bill is proposed to do that. Mm-hmm. And they're using, of course, the excuse that, oh, well, look at these bad protesters over here. See, they're rioting. They're burning things
right.
down. We have to stop all protests.
And it's such wonderful coordination that the media is, I know, 93% of Black Lives Matter protests are peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
But yet the media will show pictures of people, of things on fire and say, this is a mostly peaceful protest. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Show the ones that are actually peaceful when you're saying
that's
that.
Not newsworthy.
It's like they're setting it up for this.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything hand in glove.
Yep, and on top of it, this new bill that got signed actually makes it to where protesters have to have a mandatory 45-day hold in jail. You know, and that's pretty
holy
nice,
moly.
You know?
That's
yeah.
a direct First Amendment violation because you're punishing someone extra because they're protesting.
Due process laws as well. You know, so we have a state government that colludes with our local government just to beat the people up.
Wow. Well, I certainly hope that that if this thing passes, it will spark a protest right in front of the governor's house.
It actually did pass
the
House, and I think the ACLU is now looking into getting involved, and so is the NAACP.
Thank goodness.
Did your governor sign it?
I hope they do, because, you know, in this state of Tennessee, our rights get violated every day by municipal or county police.
Well, that's true in every state of the nation, but if it gets too hot to handle down there, you sound like the kind of man we need up here in New Hampshire. So if you have to bug out.
That's why I decided to run here local for our mayor's race, is just so I can sort of call out the corruption and the corrupt people that are now currently running for the same position.
Yeah, the reason I said if it gets too hot is sometimes when you start speaking out, all of a sudden your life gets more difficult for no apparent reason.
It already has. I ran for county commission a few years back, and they're already playing political discrimination games against me.
Yeah.
Christopher, thanks for the call tonight. Keep us in the loop as to how this... Thank you, man.
I'll just say you guys keep up the good work, and I'll stay here fighting for liberty.
Appreciate it.
There's no shame in retreating and regrouping, so you know if you get tired of it, then come on up. Thanks for the call.
He who fights, lives, and runs away lives to fight another day.
Indeed, and if you're regrouping with other people of like mind, you have a better shot.
Oh, yeah.
I did just pull up the story about the Tennessee law.
You know, I would probably be one of those guys, if I was in Michigan right now, where I don't know anybody who stands up, I'd probably be one of those guys calling into the suicide hotline.
Mm. A new Tennessee law signed by the governor. So this isn't just a proposal. It's happening.
That's what I asked him to.
Makes it a felony for protesters to camp out overnight on state property. If convicted, they could lose their voting rights and face up to 6 years in prison.
Lose their voting rights, that's a separate thing? That's part of the penalty?
Well, I mean, it's a felony, so
Okay, they're just saying for being a felon, because I was like, wait a minute.
But you're going to be a felon for camping out.
Right. Well, what I was thinking is, like, I got my voting rights back after I got out of jail for my felony.
Right.
So I wasn't sure if they were saying you're just permanently disenfranchised.
Tennessee, you would be permanently disenfranchised.
Oh, wow.
You could move to New Hampshire, and then you'd have your voting rights back.
Wow.
For more than 2 months, dozens of people had been sleeping outside of the state capitol as they protested day and night against police brutality and pushed, unsuccessfully, to speak with the governor there, Bill Lee. So that's why this happened. They didn't like the fact that protesters were camping out. Now they've made it a felony in Tennessee.
Wow.
They
don't want any effective protests going on out there. You can't do the stuff that works.
Activist civil rights group worry that the new law, which goes into effect immediately, so this was last month, not only criminalizes protests and restrains free speech, but also that it punishes being homeless. The ACLU, which had called on the governor to veto the legislation, says the new measure would, quote, make it a felony for a homeless person to sleep on state property, forcing unhoused people onto private property.
Yeah, see, I'd be boned because I won't violate private property rights, and so the only unowned land is that which is owned by the state.
A individual could be charged with a felony and a minimum of 30 days in jail upon arrest simply for trying to intervene when, quote, they witness a police officer using excessive force, unquote. 855, 453 if you want to join us.
I'm dumbfounded.
You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a speech at Hillsdale College in Michigan, Attorney General William Barr compared stay-at-home orders issued by governors to mitigate the spread of coronavirus to slavery.
Putting a national lockdown, stay-at-home orders is like house arrest. It's, you know, other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
States issued stay-at-home orders earlier this year to stop the spread of the virus, which has since killed nearly 200,000 Americans. The Attorney General also stated that it should be politicians, not scientists, making decisions on what's best for the American people.
The person in the white coat is not the grand seer who can come up with the right decision for society. A free people makes its decision through its elected representative.
President Trump has also slammed lockdown orders, asking the states who are still on lockdown to open their schools and businesses. This is USA Radio News. Hurricane Sally's remnants continue to dump torrential rains on eastern Alabama and Georgia, while the Florida Panhandle and South Alabama were facing the possibility of even more misery due to swollen rivers a day after the storm blew ashore. At least one death has been blamed on the hurricane, which made landfall near Gulf Shores, Alabama, blasting 105-mile-an-hour winds and battering coastal communities with massive amounts of rainfall. The National Weather Service says heavy rains associated with the storm is continuing to impact South Carolina, North Carolina, and into Virginia and Maryland. Pennsylvania's highest court ruled that the Green Party's presidential candidate cannot be on the general election ballot because of a failure to closely follow nomination procedures. It is a decision that could help Democratic nominee Joe Biden in another battleground state that President Trump won in 2016, and comes just days after the same decision in Wisconsin. With a 5-2 Democratic majority, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned that Howie Hawkins could stay on the ballot in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have those ways for you to call in to us here in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
Nobody.
And again, 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about some of the economic fallout, some of the changes that we're seeing around us with businesses looking to remodel themselves, like drive-ins, like fast food places no longer having indoor eating options. That's something that they're working on. Hotels closing for good, according to sfgate.com. They say that although big banks and other lenders often allowed some flexibility for cash-strapped hotels to make their mortgage payments during the pandemic, their patience is running low and foreclosure is looming for some major urban properties. New York City, which has seen a boom in new hotel openings in the last few years, is now seeing a boom in permanent closings. Take, for example, the Omni Berkshire Place, a classic business traveler's hotel at Madison and 52nd Street. Go to its website. You'll see a notice. The property is, quote, permanently closed. The website notes that over the years, the hotel had served millions of guests, but it adds, quote, COVID-19 has swiftly and significantly impacted the hospitality industry, and like many hotels, especially those in New York City, we have felt the brunt of the global health crisis. We've made the extremely difficult decision to permanently close the Palace, or the Place. Earlier this month, a 44-story, 478-room Hilton Times Square in the heart of Midtown also closed down for good. The Embassy Suites Midtown West was taken over by their lender after the real estate investment trust that owned it failed to make the expected debt payments. The W New York downtown and the financial district reportedly plans to shut down for good in October, and more permanent closings are likely. According to a report on CNBC, 34% of the hotels in New York City are now delinquent on their debts. So one out of three, 34% can't pay their debts. The report quotes an executive at a leading hospitality investment bank as saying the closures thus far are merely the tip of the iceberg.
See, that's what I'm screaming, and that means that the commercial real estate market is going to crash, which in turn means that we may well have another gigantic run on the banks. Because there's got to be a lot of commercial credit out there, especially after all that residential credit got... after all the residential credit that got liquidated during the housing crash,
mm-hmm.
Okay, that's only 10 years ago, and mortgages like 30 years.
Right.
So it's got to be the real estate market must have a lot more debt as a percentage in the commercial side than it normally would.
That makes sense.
So, because they've got money to lend it out, and they're not going to do it on the residential side. So if we have a commercial real estate crash now, it's going to be much nastier than it would ordinarily have been.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, nobody, because, you know, in 2008, it was almost all residential, uh-huh. Right? It was people who were having they'd gotten into mortgages that the banks probably shouldn't have lent out, and they were lending money like it was free, and that's what created the bubble, right? Now you've got...
That's what always creates bubbles.
Right, but during that time, business was going just fine. Business was, you know, buzzing along, people were still going to hotels, and there was no problem. Now, not only do you have these hotels going mm-hmm. under, but you also have these massive... like business park complexes where, you know, all this industry had been before, and now everyone's working from home. So not only are the hotels going under because there's no business that's sort of moving around state to state or international, but also all the places where people were going to work, almost no one is going to work in those places now. There was a news story about Pinterest, which is a website where people post pictures.
Yeah, you post pictures up like a bulletin board.
They were on the cusp. They'd actually signed a lease, you know, commercial leases. These things are minimum 5 years, probably longer for these mega complexes. So they'd signed a lease for a mega complex out in California or Arizona or something like that they were going to move into. And now they said, no, we're not going to move in there. We'll pay the lease termination fee of $90 million and say goodbye.
Wow, $90 million to terminate it.
That's right.
I wonder how much it was for 5 years. But yeah, they don't need that space.
No, they're walking away from it.
And you know, if you were going to, say you were the Chinese government, or mm-hmm. say you were just a bunch of really rich cats, okay, and you wanted to get as much richer as you could, and you had a lot of cash, great thing to do would be depress the entire real estate market, depress the commercial real estate market, mm-hmm. make everything crash, make everyone destitute, and then come and scoop everything up for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
Because you've got a pile of dollars mm-hmm. stashed away. And
they can't sell it to anyone.
Well, that's the thing, is they would still be in the waiting. They'd want to wait till the market got in its... what I'm talking about now would be somebody would have the money now, but he would be waiting until a year from now or 2 years from now.
Until things get really dire.
Until we're ready to give up, until we're on our knees begging for food, and then say, hey, I'll give you $10,000 for that piece of real estate.
Right, because whatever it is that the real estate company or the owner that owns this building that Pinterest walked away from mm-hmm. and paid $90 million to walk away from. I mean, the $90 million is going to help them out in the interim, obviously, but mm-hmm. who's going to rent that building now?
Well, and that's the thing, but that may or may not matter, mm-hmm. because depending on how well he is hooked up with the government, mm-hmm. maybe he makes more money if nobody rents the building, because government contracts are insane. They don't do the math. So, I don't even know what to, everything in the business world is upside down when government gets in it, because you can't make, it destroys the role of reason.
Let's go to Dave. He's in Michigan listening to WKHN there in Jackson. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, good evening again, man.
What's that?
Hey, Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, real interesting, because I'm right along the I-94 corridor between Detroit and Chicago, out in the middle of Jackson, Michigan.
Okay.
The malls. The brick and mortar, JCPenney and our local mall, Westwood Mall, just heard the news. They're going to close its doors. It was an anchor in a small mall, more than 156,000 in the county here.
How many other anchors?
That's got to hurt.
How many other anchors were there in that mall?
Oh, anchor.
I think Yonkers took over. They had put an addition some years ago, but Yonkers was one of them. You talk about New York real estate. And I've talked about it locally on the air here at a local station and others, man, is that back in March, I said, this feels odd. What is going to be the ripple effect? And it still continues.
So what is a Yonkers? I've never heard of a Yonkers.
Yonkers is a town in New York.
Yonkers is a higher-end department store.
Really?
Yonkers.
Interesting.
I think they are Philly, Elder, Beerman, some of those other large.
Huh.
But these
it's spelled differently. Okay, it's spelled differently. It's spelled Younkers. So it's spelled differently than the city. So are they still open at that mall, or are they closed too?
I don't think so. I rarely go there, especially now that so-called opening up.
Because malls were already dying. I mean, and you're not alone in that, Dave. Like you said, rarely go.
Malls are never done because, they go bankrupt, they get sold, but they get sold for a price that's now profitable because otherwise they won't sell at auction.
Oh, well, a lot of malls are absolutely empty.
But you just said, man, that who's going to rent that space? Who's going to invest in it?
No one.
Is it dead space?
It's over. I mean, look, it was already, and Dave, thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you. The malls of America, before COVID, were almost dead. It was already hard to. They were already getting desperate. It used to be malls used to be real choosy about who they'd let in. Now they'll let anybody. If you can fog a mirror and
even
throw $1,000.
You think?
If you can throw $1,000 down on a table and fog a mirror, they'll probably let you rent a spot in a mall. They've been renting them out to schools.
I can do that.
But why would you want to go there? There's no one walking around.
Open up some office space and sleep in the back.
That's what they're going to have to do because they're going to be so desperate. Yeah. Who's going to open an office up now with work at home? We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
With a Mech-Tec carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tec is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tec is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about businesses closing. Tremendous numbers of them. Hotels are having a tough time as well. We just got off the phone with Dave in Michigan, who was telling us the JCPenney in his area is going out of business. I'm pretty sure that whole chain is going under. They're definitely, if they're not all going under, the super majority of them are. They're closing the one here in Keene, New Hampshire as well. They've been doing liquidation for, I think, the last month on that. I think they're now down to selling the actual shelving parts there. The display units and such. And Dave had cited the local mall, which had the JCPenney. He said, I said to him, well, what were the other anchor stores? Because for those that don't know, the anchor are the sort of the big stores on the ends of the mall, right? So when I grew up, it was like Sears and JCPenney and such. And so JCPenney's closing. So I said, well, what was the other one? He said Yonkers. And I'd never heard of it before. So when I looked it up, and he was wrong. They're closed. So they were there, but that shows how long it's been since Dave had been to the mall there. It was August of 2018, so 2 years ago, when the last 17 Yonkers stores were completely closed down. They are now just an online retailer, so former department store chain. Without their anchor stores, the malls are, you know, they're floundering. Those were big revenue factors for them, and they're gone. And malls in general have been closing over the last two decades as more purchases go online, and it's been a real challenge for them to stay in business, and now it's going to be even worse with COVID, etc. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. like Freedom. We're talking about 34% of the hotels in New York City, according to CNBC, are now delinquent on their debts. We're already seeing several of them closing their doors, and the analyst that they're talking to here from the hospitality business says this is just the tip of the iceberg. There are far more expected to follow, especially in the Times Square Midtown area. The city, they say, was already becoming overbuilt before the pandemic hit, and because the city was the earliest big hotspot for COVID-19, tourists and business travelers have stayed away in droves. And there's no reason to go there if, you know, all the conventions are canceled. So why go? You can't go see a Broadway show.
You know? Yeah, you can't go even walk down the street and have a good time without having some, you know, New York mask Nazi, yeah. You know, who wants that?
Nope. People don't want that. So and it's not just New York. CNBC notes hotel delinquencies are rising significantly in cities like Houston, L.A., and Chicago. In Chicago, one of their most iconic hotels, the 1,600-room Palmer House, operated by Hilton, was sued last month by lenders for defaulting on their mortgage to the tune of more than $330 million. So not only are individuals defaulting on mortgages and failing to pay the rent and behind on their bills, but so are these big hotel chains.
Yeah, well, the other thing that you'll find probably is if there's a massive business bankruptcies, probably a lot of businesses that don't need to go bankrupt will end up going bankrupt during that same period because they can actually make a lot of money by going bankrupt if they structure it very carefully. Mm. And the bankruptcy attorneys would be so busy, it would be really hard for the businesses. I mean, if you've got 30 creditors going or 30 debtors who owe you money going bankrupt at the same time, how many lawyers do you have to throw at that problem and answer them and say, no, this isn't right? And keep
you have
them
to prioritize
honest.
It.
Exactly. Or maybe you say, oh, my God, I'm just going to have to let this all go because, you know, I've got to have my lawyers working on my bankruptcy.
In San Francisco, which is where this article's from, the SF Gate, there were about 35,000 hotel rooms available prior to COVID-19. Currently, about 20,000 are available and are being used primarily for housing essential and COVID-related workers. That leaves about 15,000 hotel rooms still off the market. And most of those are in big downtown convention hotels, which still have boards covering their entrances. When hotels reopen this fall, we don't anticipate a huge spike in demand. It will primarily be leisure and weekend travelers. But why would you go to San Francisco for a weekend? There's nothing to do.
Well, you could go light a fire on the beach and get yelled at by the mayor. you know, if that's what turns you on.
Due to COVID-19, we're unable to host conventions or large sports gatherings, which are an essential part of the mix during the fall season, according to the CEO of the city's Convention and Tourism Bureau. Let's talk to John. He's in Tennessee listening to WGOW-FM. Go ahead, John.
I'm calling you guys. I've been listening to you for a while. Kind of, just kind of woke up to it, I guess, and appreciate it.
But good morning. Welcome to the party.
Right, yeah. Like, I'm selling my house, so I might move up there. I don't know. But I was going
to
you love freedom, that guy that called earlier, man, I need to hook up with him.
Oh, the guy down in Tennessee that called?
Yeah, he's running for mayor, like, just right down the road.
Well, I mean, obviously there's a risk in giving out an email address on the air, but if you want to give yours out, you can.
Or both of you could send a mail to nobody@electnobody.com.
And you'll connect them?
Yeah, I'll hook you two up with each other if you both send me mail.
Okay, so I'll do
Mine's
that.
Mine's already public.
All right, electnobody.com.
Yep.
All right, sweet. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, John, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, but he is right about the way the cops are around here, man. Like, I've had them, they don't even pull you over. Like, they just pulled up behind me at a gas pump and, like, threatened to beat my ass, throw me on the ground, and basically steal my freaking motorcycle. I was like, well, okay.
And then they say, why do you need AR-15s? You're the reason we need AR-15s.
Exactly. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't get it, man. And then, like, I see that same guy on the news beating the crap out of somebody. But
well, what's not to get?
That.
I mean, it's people in search of power. I mean, these are positions of power, and there are sick people out there who want to wield power over other human beings, so they seek out these positions so they can do whatever they want to do and get away with it. I mean, it's very simple.
I'll tell you what, the guy that he was wailing on when you saw him would probably be able to benefit from having you as a witness if he sues.
Yeah. I mean, I've got one of those little cop cams, which is ironic enough the name, and I just have that thing on me all the time. I got like 3 or 4 of them, man.
Good move. Always a smart move. Still like you mean like a dash cam in your car, or you've got them on your body?
Oh, it's like you can wear it on your body, man. It's only like a little 1-inch cube.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice job.
Smaller ones, yeah. And it's rechargeable. You just put a little memory card in there, and then you can download it on your computer.
What's the brand name? Do you know?
That one was the one that was like on TV, like as seen on TV, called Cop Cam.
All right.
But then, like, they've got other ones that are just like, they're cheap, you know, like 10, 20 bucks, something like that.
Thank you for the recommendation.
Yeah, you can get them all day long on Wish.
The more cameras you can have operating these days, the better you are, and the safer you are.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I had a guy like him for the local militia just to wire everybody up.
Thank you, John, for your call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So, did I tell you today, nobody, about the woman who showed up and sort of crashed the protest?
Oh, yeah, she had to support the police
who
are going to arrest you over the masks.
So we were at a mask freedom event because Manchester's looking at passing a mask mandate, and so they're having regular protests there on the sort of the main drag in Manchester, and there's maybe about like a dozen of us there with various signs, and all of a sudden, and we'd sort of spread across the street, so we'd all been on one side of the street, but then mysteriously two fire trucks pulled up basically right in front of the protest, blocking us from being seen.
Wow, and they must have felt bad when they realized that they were in the way of your protest.
No, they didn't feel bad, I don't think.
Maybe that was the plan.
Didn't appear to be a fire anywhere, so it must have been a false alarm. Whether it was pulled on purpose or not is another question.
See, that's what you got to get on camera, is approaching them and going, "Where's the fire, guys?"
Well, I mean, it's probably not something they chose to do, but regardless, so I'd crossed over to the other side of the street to be more visible to the other cars. And so a few other people crossed over. And then this lady shows up with a support the police sign. And the other side of it said All Lives Matter. And then she had one of those cop flags.
She had an All Lives Matter thing?
So it was All Lives Matter
wow.
on one side and then support the police on the other.
Oh,
it was a double-sided sign.
See, I don't usually judge people by All Lives Matter, but if
well,
you've
she
got
was Asian,
support
too.
The police, that's...
And she
wow.
was Asian. And so then she had one of these. It wasn't your typical cop
of course,
flag.
If you came from China, this place might feel like freedom.
It was like a cop flag, you know, the dark American flag with the blue line running through it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it also had like a red line running through it. So maybe it was like a fireman blood. And cop flag.
I don't know. The police flag is black and blue, just like 40% of their wives.
And I had words with her. I said, you know, lady, the cops are going to enforce the mask. And I don't know if she knew what protest she was. She was definitely not welcome to be at this one, so everybody ended up crossing the street to get away from her. She was all by herself. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out Intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.